Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You know when you were a little kid and you got into a tussle with the kid across the street? Maybe they stole your bike and they busted it up and you're ready to throw down. And then your dad steps in and says, nah, not today. It's essentially what's going on with billionaires Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. So Elon and Mark got into this little tiff on Twitter where basically there was some tweets going around about Mark's company Meta starting the new Twitter. And Elon's like, well, we should fight. And Mark's like, we should. And everyone thought it was a joke until Mark's reps came out and said, nope, Mark is serious. And then UFC president Dana White said both of them are absolutely dead serious about this situation. And so they must be working on it. Now Elon's father is coming out and saying this is a terrible idea. If one thing, if Elon wins, he's going to look like a bully because he's the bigger guy. He's going to see he's like just larger than Mark. But if he loses, then the humiliation is going to be insane. Tesla will never recover.
So Elon has just taken this whole thing up. As we said before, like Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, he's in judo competitions. So even though he's smaller, that's not really what this is going to be all about. It's about like, it's about technique more than anything else.
Once you told us that last time, I was like, oh no, Mark's going to like wipe the floor with him.
So Elon now is posting all these videos of him training really hard, but you can't catch up in a short amount of time to a guy that's been doing judo this long.
No way. And it really is a horrible idea, mostly because neither one of them are true mixed martial artists fighters, but I would pay anything to see this.
Have you ever wanted two fighters to knock each other out more than this?
No.
Yeah, just at the same time.
Yeah, I'm rooting for neither of them. Just beat each other.
I'm not sure which Rocky it was where they hit each other and they both go to the canvas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what we want here.
What are the odds of this actually happening, though?
I think it's going to happen.
You do?
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I think 100% it's happening.
Really?
I just don't understand why they have to fight. Like, it's these two computer nerds. Like, granted, Mark does do these jujitsu competitions, but, like, why can't they just out-code each other? Make a social media platform and people want to use. That's the competition I want to see.
What's on the line?
I don't think there's anything.
I think just really pride, right?
Pride, yeah.
And also, like, this would be a pay-per-view thing, right?
For sure.
So these are both billionaires. Where's the money going to go? Because I don't want it to go to you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, it should be for, like, a charitable, like, turn into something philanthropic.
Right.
Or their employees. Give their employees a bonus.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice thing to do.
Or hire back to all the ones you fired.
Okay, Kristen. Yes. If Jimmy came to you one day, and he's got this imaginary friend, at what point are you going to look at Bart and go, yeah, I can't play along with this anymore?
Oh, I had an imaginary friend when I was a kid.
How old were you? Yeah.
No, I think I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then it like, you know, she, Annie went away.
She ghosted you?
Yeah. She wasn't okay. She wasn't okay anymore. I'd say once you get it like 6 or 7, I'm going to give like if you're 6, because once we start like elementary school, then I would start being concerned about an imaginary friend.
Well, apparently Nicolas Cage was willing to go to some lengths to make sure that his son knew that his imaginary friend was going to be respected. So there's this social media post going around where people are sharing these really weird experiences that they've had with Nicolas Cage. And a lot of them are just like regular normies like us. But actress Minnie Driver came out and said that she was once on a plane with Nicolas Cage and he had bought a whole plane seat for his son's imaginary friend.
No way. 100%. That's rich.
Yeah, that's just a different kind of money. Yeah.
That's rich, rich.
That's what that is.
Because you know Nicolas Cage, he's not backing Coach. It wasn't a $300 seat. Mm-hmm, like, this is a $15,000 flight, I'm sure, to L.A.
It is rich, but it's also really cute that he bought a plane seat for his son's imaginary friend.
Somebody sat in main cabin right in front of the bathroom because this man had an empty seat in first class. If I was that person, I would be pissed.
I'd say I respect your imaginary friend, but he's very small. And he can share the seat with you. Teeny, teeny little guy.
He's very light. He can sit on your lap on the armrest.
No, mm-hmm. I think that's so sweet and so cute.
No, it's mental illness, isn't it? No. So included in this post, somebody else, apparently this happened, there was a couple on their honeymoon in the honeymoon suite, and apparently Nicolas Cage called like the concierge or guest services or whatever and wanted them to ask this couple on their honeymoon to get out of that suite so he could stay in it for the night.
Wow.
That is nepo baby privilege if I've ever heard of one.
And what do we know if they vacated the suite and he got it?
I was so proud of them. They said that they refused.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
They were like, I'm not giving up my honeymoon mm-hmm. suite to no. Nicolas Cage.
No.
Maybe to like Ryan Seacrest. He's getting everything, but not Nick Cage. Tom Hanks' niece had an absolute meltdown on national television. I'm going to play you that shrieking audio on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.